ears. Isn't that distressing?
It's very distracting.
Anyway, I, of course, once again, am G Money. I am joined by a gaggle of nerds tonight.
Again,
I prefer
he's
a introduce man shaft
himself again.
Of nerds.
Once again, I am G Money, and I am joined by a gaggle of nerds. And let me introduce
No. Man shaft of nerds. Say
gonna,
it.
I'm not going to do that to
man
you.
Man shaft is German for group.
I understand. Okay, listen. I understand that, but
this is a manshaft of nerds.
We are on Facebook Live.
Respect the German culture.
We have to be respectful of, well, anyway.
Aren't you mostly German?
To my left. No, I'm not, actually. To my left, ladies and gentlemen, he is the punk rock superstar. He is also a avid fan of Google Translate. And he is also the horror aficionado. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Gannon in the house tonight.
Woo!
Shout out.
Yeah.
Also joining us tonight is the man who we like to call the cinema scholar. He's the
only,
man
only
with
you.
One A in his name.
None of us like to
ladies
call him that.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is A-Ron. He's definitely a freak.
Woo!
With the one A in his name.
What?
Is
total
he like
freak.
A-Con?
Total freak.
Only... You know,
A-Con.
Not
A-Con.
As musically enthused,
yeah.
Shall we say?
Yeah, that could definitely be it. Also joining us tonight, he is the gaming guru, the master of the card throw. Give it up for Format. He's in the house tonight as well.
That was your cue to throw
not
one.
Too shabby
and
with the dove
again,
magic either.
Then we could CG him throwing one.
Yeah,
now.
Right? No.
We could
also,
do it like now you see
I
me where it circles around the room
now,
that
so
comes
now
back.
I gotta make it.
Last but certainly not least, he is freshly clean shaven.
Not clean shaven. I took a scissor. It's a total hack job. I was just like, it was getting too itchy for me.
He is also the chairman of the comic book board. He is the owner and proprietor of 115 South McKay Avenue's Molly Comics and Collectibles. He is also the godfather of comic books.
Wow.
He is between the sheiks with Daddy Leaks. He's in the house tonight as well. Daddy Leaks.
As well.
How you doing?
Did he just hit on you?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird.
Anyway,
all right,
guys,
I guess.
You guys can catch the Nerd Watch each and every Tuesday right here on Facebook Live. Please spread the gospel that is the Nerd Watch. Tell your friends about the page. Tell them to like and the page and to follow it.
Yep.
You can also
have them come view our man shaft.
Yeah, you can also join us on Akaku. You can also join us on Audio Boom and iTunes, and you can download the MyWatch app to listen to the Nerd Watch anytime, all the time, whenever suits you.
Plenty
the
MyWatch app's the best way because
yeah,
you get
Watch
Righteous
app.
Rogers radio show.
Yeah, you get Righteous Rogers radio show as well.
Plenty of places to enjoy our man shaft.
Absolutely. I'm very happy to have you.
To say with
the
German accent, or people are going to think you're saying something else.
And if you guys enjoy the show, like you do, you guys can also go to our Patreon.
Are you German? Did I offend you?
Patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. Adam Stein will be happy to know I got my Chromebook in, so I'll be able to make some corrections and some edits to the Patreon page now, which is amazing. So that should be coming up
pretty
soon.
You bought a Chromebook for nothing. There's no edits.
So there's no edits yet.
Nothing's
going to
happen.
It will get done. So anyway.
20 years from now, he's going to Phantom Menace. Or not Phantom Menace. He's going to special edition all of our episodes.
Yeah,
and there'll be like do-backs in the background.
Right.
Oh, by the way, you guys can also listen to us on Stitcher as well. Before we get into all of the new nerd news, let's check in with Daddy Leaks here at 115 South Waukee Avenue. It is where you come in every single Wednesday. And you pick up brand new comic books, and that is happening all day, every day on Wednesday. It's a lot of fun. Format is here, and of course, you can always subscribe
just
to
randomly.
Comics.
Format's here.
Yeah. It's a selling point.
Yeah, yeah, it is a selling point. You can always subscribe to any of the comics here at My Comics and Collectibles. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's find out. What's new this week in the world?
I feel like your intro.
Comic books.
I feel like your intro is longer than his list.
Yeah, right.
Action Comics.
It feels like it gets longer every week.
999.
Oh, we're almost there.
Almost issue 1,000 with the red trunks are coming back. Yeah. All new Wolverine number 32. I'm excited for that, man.
You
Avenger, I totally am.
Well, it's embarrassing when he's flying around. You can see it swinging and everything.
They need to put the underwear back on.
Yeah, they got to put the underwear back on.
Avengers 684, Despicable Deadpool 296, Doctor Strange 387, Eternity Girl number 1 of 6, that's on DC.
Oh.
I don't know what that's about.
I don't either.
Eternity.
Bummer. Todd's not here.
I know what Todd would.
Todd,
it's a Young Animal book, isn't it?
Give us a long couple of paragraphs about what that is in the chat.
Oh, yeah, it's probably Young Animal.
Yeah.
Flash, number 42.
That's cool, though.
Ghostbusters Crossing Over, number 1. That's another crossover Ghostbusters book.
Where they cross over the girls?
With the 2016 Ghostbusters.
Oh, nobody wants to read that.
Read that.
I want to see it.
Well, the movie's not coming out anytime soon, so that's probably the only way you're going to get it.
Good.
Gotham City Garage, number 11.
So much anger.
This book's for Todd. Infidel, number 105. Finally, that's coming out. He's been asking for it. He wants like all the controversial
that
ones.
That wasn't a joke.
This is like his life story.
Todd actually wants that book.
Mage, Hero Denied, number 7 of 15. Marvel 2-in-1, number 4, where Johnny Storm and Ben Grimm, the Thing, get new
2-in-1, number 4.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Marvel 2-in-1 was a comic book from the 70s.
So wait a minute. They're getting new outfits, and that's a big deal?
It's a new Fantastic Four outfit. They have 4 on the sleeves, but there's only 2 of them right now.
Oh.
They still haven't found Sue and Reed.
Oh.
They're getting the band back together.
They are. It's going to be awesome, though. I'm pretty excited for it.
They keep trying with the Fantastic Four, don't they?
No, they're coming back for legitimately. And so all these adventures, they're in, like, not their main comic, but Johnny Storm and Ben Grimm, Human Torch and The Thing. They're also in Moon Girl Devil Dinosaur's book right now, and they're calling that storyline Fantastic Three. And they just introduced a new character who, you know, back in the day when Galactus came in, he was the Devourer of Worlds, and Silver Surfer was his herald. Well, Galactus doesn't devour worlds anymore. He's called the Lifebringer. And he's all shiny and gold.
He's a cloud.
He's this time he came to Earth to warn our universe that the Devourer of Universes is coming, Omnipotentis. And so we just got a new character in the comics.
Can I keep? I never understood the Herald. Why? If somebody was coming to devour your world, why would he send somebody to tell you that?
It's like wouldn't you want to know to kiss your ass goodbye?
I guess.
It's called hubris. It's just like, you know what? I'm so bad.
I'm just coming here to eat you guys. I'm going to let this.
You know I'm coming.
Yeah.
All right.
You watch get movies, some
people,
right?
Get some people together.
You know what? It's the same reason why
Fox. What's the point behind the trailers?
Yeah, right there. There you go. It's a
So Silver Surfer is a modified trailer.
Pretty much.
Why does a Star Wars movie have a trailer?
It's true.
He's
you don't
eat
need
you.
To market that movie to anybody anymore. So, yeah, hilarious. Shut
right.
up.
Just checking. All right, moving on.
You didn't have to add that last part.
I know. No
oh, I'm sorry. Please be quiet. Let him continue.
Mr. Miracle, number 7 of 12. That's still going on. New Mutants, Dead Souls, number 1 of 6.
Very cool.
Sorry. New Superman in the Justice League of China, number 21. You love the Justice League.
No, you should say the way you said it was perfect. Justice League of China.
Of China.
No, China. Yeah.
I wish I could say it like Trump. Is
this
China
the JLC? Because we used to have Justice League International and stuff like that. And then, you know, there was the West Coast Avengers.
Well, there's the JLA, the JSA, and then now the JLC.
Yeah. That's
pretty good.
Justice League China.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
KFC.
Yeah.
The KFC. Fried
Chinese.
Kentucky
Whoa,
Fried
I
Justice.
Didn't say that.
Peter Parker, Spectacular Spider-Man, number 301.
Mm-hmm.
Punisher, number 222. I think he's still got the War Machine armor.
Hmm. Is that cosmic Punisher?
No, that's... You're thinking of Thanos right now.
Okay. You're an idiot.
Which he's actually...
I didn't know!
That's also true, but... Scooby Apocalypse, number 23. Sideways, number 2.
Doesn't he have that thing
DC.
Coming out?
Sideways came out already?
Yes.
I missed the first issue? Dang it.
It's probably in your pull tab.
I gotta go look again.
Yeah.
The first issue was actually a lot of fun.
This is DC Spider-Man.
It's very Spider-Man-ish,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Doesn't going back a second here, Scooby-Doo with
sure.
Supernatural, is that that's a crossover?
Oh, yeah, the cartoon that just came out.
Is that what that is?
No. This is Scooby Apocalypse.
That was
the
cartoon.
That's been going on.
No, I was wondering.
He's reading a list of books.
No, I'm wondering if that was based on a Scooby Apocalypse.
There'll be shows eventually.
Actually, Scooby Doo Apocalypse has been coming out since this show was still in the other shop.
I know, you idiots. I'm asking.
Do you?
I'm asking.
No, you don't. You don't.
If they had just thrown in the Supernatural.
It's going to be
guys.
Like one more season of the Nerdwatch before you resort to physical violence. And then it's just going to be Three Stooges the whole time.
Oh, nice. Nice.
You're calling us morons already? Take it easy, idiots.
If Three Stooges and the Harlem Globetrotters.
Whatever, you morons. Anyway, just go ahead. I'm sorry.
But you're curly. Why are you so mean?
I know, right?
You're supposed to be the nice guy.
Soitly.
Soitly. Yeah, there you go. I like that better. Sleepless, number four. That's like the Sleeping Beauty thing, right? Did you think it was going to be canceled? Why are you upset?
No, because like that was one of my picks when it first came out.
Yeah.
Like issue one was really like it drew you in and you wanted to learn more about the world that they were building.
And they made
And then I didn't get a copy of number two. Like, like we ran out. And then number three came out.
Well, that's
what
you get for advertising it, man.
So now I'm all super lost, and now I know that there's a fourth issue coming out, and I've pretty much missed out on
I'll reorder
now.
Number two.
All right.
If you're going to cry about it.
I'm not going to cry. I'm not gonna
you
cry.
Already did.
Thanks a lot for Big Simone.
Star Wars Darth Vader, number 13. Star Wars Thrawn, number 2 of 6. Supergirl, number 19.
Trinity. I wish they wouldn't tease us with that crap in the comics.
What are you, what?
Like the Star Wars Thrawn
stuff. Oh, Thrawn? Look, they're going to milk this universe like it's another Marvel universe. It's going to be everywhere pretty soon. We're going to have a Thrawn movie.
Like
you're going to be like, why is there a movie for every character I like? You're going to get mad.
What Timothy's on.
You're like, is this the second Ahsoka movie?
Yeah, what Timothy's on.
Just give it
books,
a decade.
And then they did to graphic novel form. Some of them were very well done. I'm just surprised that they haven't gone to that well and tried to foster.
Wait till Fisto, a Star Wars story, comes up.
All right, very cool. They haven't gone to
Wedge,
the
a Star Wars
like,
story.
No,
it's a Thrawn book.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is that I wish they had tapped a little more of the expanded universe and not gotten.
You mean by grabbing the character from the expanded universe and creating a whole new series?
What
out
I'm
of
saying
him?
Is they're teasing it. They're teasing it and not bringing. They're never going to bring. I don't.
Well, this is canon now.
He's canon.
It's in
dude.
Canon.
He's in.
Not only that, but
Rebels.
He's also. He's in Rebels too.
Rebels,
that's
right.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. You're right. Damn,
which
right.
also, by the way, ended, so now it's safe to binge it.
Okay.
Because it's
that's right.
You're not going to get any more episodes.
Yeah, buddy.
Can I finish this damn list?
Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know.
You said Star Wars.
Trinity, number 19.
Ooh.
Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, number 30. I know you guys are all following that
no,
one.
No, no, no. I'm wondering about Trinity because the last issue had Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman riding unicorns. So
oh
I'm
yeah, that's
curious
right.
Curious as to what big. They're gonna do.
And
to
now
top that.
All arguments are invalid.
Can I, before you finish, I just
unicorns
want you to know
ride them.
That the Facebook live, the Facebook
they're
live
strong
feed,
enough, except Batman.
The Facebook live feed has no interest in your comic book list. They're debating what chicken is the best chicken.
No, Adam Simon is wrong. I saw that. It said KFC versus Ministop is
right.
greater than Ministop. No.
Yeah.
No, absolutely wrong.
That's and not then, even chicken.
Yeah, and then DJ yeah. said Kentucky Fried Chinese. I'm not sure what that means.
Because he was telling
he was repeating
Chinese.
Oh,
and, he said
and Adam Simon said he's.
Are you following our own show
I am,
right now?
No, but Adam Simon said he's also going to take
lost.
Off. He's taking a lot of pills. So
he's been watching. The,
well, Adam,
Rebels.
You know, if you've taken a lot of pills, the Nerdwatch is the perfect thing to be
it
watching.
Is.
And
we are quite the aphrodisiac.
And writing.
We're better when you're
the
under
internet.
The influence.
I kind of want to see the flow of consciousness that comes out.
That's true.
I got three more books. Can I just read them?
DJ's like, BS, I love the list.
Weapon X, number 15. Wonder Woman, number 42. And X-Men Blue, number 23.
Okay.
Yeah!
They sure
so,
did.
Weapon X. Are they going on... Is it going to be the Weapon
Weapons
X?
Weapons sex?
Are they working...
No.
On weapons?
It's not weapon sex.
Are they...
Is that what
not,
you're
saying? Are they...
Not what I said.
What are you
no,
saying?
No, what I'm saying is it good, the Weapon
are
X program...
Are they
working on weapons? Are they working with the youngin', the young girl? Well, who is the Weapon
no.
X in this one?
They're all the Weapon X's.
Oh, okay.
Weapon X was Logan.
Yeah. Right.
Everyone else
Everyone
is a weapon
that.
Something else.
Right, so like X-23.
A Weapon X.2 and a Weapon X.3. And, yeah.
Right.
It, there really is.
Because
like
weapon, yeah. weapon Y sounds dumb.
That's why Generation Y got screwed.
Guy, so.
They should do a prequel story with just Weapon
actually,
A, who's
actually,
the first guy.
X
it's just like
Roman
this
numeral.
Dude in the 1910s who works out really
Weapon 10.
And there's a guy
weapon
with a clipboard.
He's
like,
literally
no,
like
a.
the Charles Atlas guy.
Yeah.
Just
it's all natural. There's no genetic engineering. And the guy with the clipboard's like, we'll call you Weapon A. And then Weapon B, he gets vitamins.
That's all the comics you guys can check out here at 115 Southwick Avenue. Right here in the heart of Kahului Town, it's Maui Comics and Collectibles with Daddy Leaks each and every weekday.
My name's Alika.
Quick question. Since we're talking about comics, before we get off the comics, there is something special coming up within the next couple of months, right? Free Comic Book Day is almost upon us.
May 5th.
May 5th.
The first Saturday in May.
First Saturday in May.
Yeah, you know,
May 5th every year.
It's a lot of fun.
Free comics.
Are you going to be doing an auction again?
Yeah, try to work that out.
I would think so. Since
we'll probably have to move it indoors
because
we don't want to. Because all the outdoors is parking spots now. We used to have the sidewalk.
But you have a back room now.
No, we got a back room now. It's even shadier.
Yeah, you have a
Let's have a chicken fight.
Yeah, you have a dungeon. Shh, don't say that.
And then we get chickens to minute stop.
Yeah,
let's just get a mattress.
And this one tastes like a warrior.
A tripod with a camera on it. We'll just bring people back there for the auction and make them feel really uncomfortable.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Anyway,
ladies
and gentlemen.
Can we just have the auction in the Sheik's parking lot?
Let's have the auction in Sheik's.
Where is it?
If you're down for comic books and chicken fights, it's 115 South Lancaster, right here in Maui. Comics.
We're going to get raided.
And chicken fights.
They're shutting this show down.
We're going to get raided.
They're shutting the show down. Anyway, so in the world of entertainment this week, gents, very interesting news. A-Ron. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm fine.
All right.
A-Ron.
That's the news? How's A-Ron doing?
He's doing good.
Wow.
I want to hear this, Gannon. Don't interrupt him.
That's important.
So A-Ron, there is some very interesting news, entertainment is swirling around the internet.
What's the latest in nerd news?
Like a toilet bowl.
What have you heard?
Are we talking about the whole Deadpool thing?
Let's go for it.
That what? The test screenings were
We were talking about Adam Simon again.
No, Deadpool 2 screenings apparently are testing awful. Yeah.
But then I saw something that contradicted those reports as well.
I did because
it's the internet, and they give you both sides of the story before it even comes out.
Right. Well, interestingly enough, they say that they are doing reshoots because of the test screenings. Josh,
they're
going to
CG a mustache onto Cable.
Gosh, man, I tell you,
awesome.
Onto Deadpool.
Yeah, so
like, through the costume,
they're all going to have CG mustaches.
Oh, dude, that's going to be awesome.
The ultimate
well,
troll.
All we do know is that I forget who
Cable's going to be wearing an Infinity
there was
Gauntlet.
There was a tweet from one of the movie critics that saw it and said that it wasn't as good as the first one, and he said Vanessa was wasted. And then that tweet got deleted.
Like she was drunk?
Yeah. She was drunk the whole movie?
Who's Vanessa?
Oh, like it was a wasted opportunity.
The girlfriend.
I can't remember her name in real
life. It wouldn't have even mattered to Lee. You didn't even remember who that was.
Wow, I guess not then.
It's like you guys getting upset about the Warriors 3. So. Were they even there?
Yeah, they were. They were considered not as much as Vanessa was in Deadpool, but they were.
But so surprisingly enough, I mean, they are. You got to remember, we are 2 months out from Deadpool 2, and
she wasn't really useful in the first movie either.
But she was
really good though.
I thought she was
created a good emotional base for the storyline.
She was prominent
really
in the story.
She was very.
You don't really need her anymore, though.
I'm just worried that
could have killed her.
I was actually surprised she was in the second one.
I hope she becomes.
Holy
the
crap!
Lady
I just
Death.
Pulled up like the cast list, and she has a call sign. So, yeah.
Oh, what's her call sign?
She's apparently Copycat.
Whoa! Wow,
that's messed up.
Spoiler!
What the heck? Wow!
Spoiler!
Exclusive! Right here
spoiler.
On the
internet. Spoiler!
Where was
alert.
That list though?
Is that IMDb?
Is that IMDb?
Yeah.
Oh man!
Wow.
That could be legit.
Man.
So wait, was she playing Deadpool
for
the
what
whole first movie?
What if Copycat is pretending to be Vanessa?
Oh, God. Wait. Oh, this is terrible. We just did this on the podcast.
Yeah,
because
I did.
The one I read, the review I read, was that the movie was actually good and people liked it. But there's one twist that ruins it for fans.
Correct. And they got,
you're
they
welcome.
Out,
and that out sounds
angry.
Like it.
And they walked out angry. You're right.
Yeah. Well, if anything, it's IMDb's fault, not ours.
Well, it's also format's fault because he read it. His fan.
The question is,
I was just trying to figure out who the hell Vanessa was.
The question is that are they?
She was Copycat the whole time.
Well, that's the question. Are we so as an audience? Are we so connected to Vanessa that if this twist ends up happening, this quote unquote twist, are we going to be that upset?
Can we treat that seriously? Deadpool's a very silly, funny movie in the first place.
I was going to say they should have.
I don't know if you can get that narratively.
They should have just did this Deadpool as a scary movie version of all the Marvel movies.
You know when they just parody everything?
Yeah, it's a good.
I would have totally just watched.
Like, it's the
good.
Scary Movie version
correct.
Of a Marvel film.
Correct. Yeah. I'm
the CGI a mustache on her.
So, see, and that's what I'm saying.
Just everybody has mustaches right? in that's Deadpool
what
2.
What I don't understand is that, if I'm not mistaken, Vanessa was copycat.
Well,
in the films,
you
right?
said that because Stan just told
but
you.
But not only that, I remember. No. I also remember, too, wasn't. She copycat was the connection between Deadpool and Lady Death, wasn't she?
Lady Death?
Mm-hmm.
He falls Thanos.
Lady Death?
No, he.
The Chaos Comics character?
No. What,
Lady Deathstrike.
Lady. No. He falls in love
Death.
With Death.
Death, Death. Who is a female.
Death, yeah. That's what I meant.
They don't call her Lady Death.
Well, he falls in love
the
with
Death.
The
lady that's Death.
I would fall in love with Lady Death.
Right.
Even though she's an albino.
So, I don't know. So, I think basically Deadpool is one of those movies I think everybody loves so much that there is so much hype about the second movie that it could be.
Well, like we were talking about before we started doing the show, like I think the biggest thing that hurt it was Tim Miller wasn't involved.
I agree.
Oh, he's not doing the second one?
No.
Oh, God.
Him and Ryan Reynolds had a falling out. He's out.
Don't you remember that? We talked about that on the show.
Hey, what is the movie he is doing right now?
Tim Miller?
Yeah.
Terminator 6.
Yeah.
Terminator. No, there was another comic movie. Was
well, the one he's working on now is Terminator 6.
Terminator 6. I thought you said Tomb Raider 6. I was like,
yes, Tomb Raider 6.
They just did the reboot. 6, really?
Okay. So Tim Miller is working on that.
Everyone said
she's copycat in the But
I don't know. I didn't get that from the first movie.
She didn't display any powers in the first movie. I don't know.
Right. I didn't.
I don't know. I didn't follow any of the Marvel books in the first place. So
that's interesting.
This is all news to me.
No, I knew that she was copycat. I just didn't know that they were going to do that in the films. No, I didn't know that they were going to do that in the movies. Because in the comics, Vanessa is copycat. I get that. I didn't think
you didn't even hear who this person was till 5 minutes ago. Listen, and all of a sudden, you know all this?
Before the movie came out, I started reading up some of the history of the Deadpool.
As it scrolled up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It said...
And Stanley chimed in with his whole Vanessa's cop. No,
and
I'm
ever
serious.
Since then, he was an expert on Deadpool characters.
He went to the Rush Limbaugh
everybody
School
on Vanessa's
hosting.
Board. Can you guys stop seeding G this information so he can stop acting like he already knew it?
No. Before the original Deadpool movie came out, I wanted to brush up on who Deadpool was and his love story. And
weird,
because
this never came up when we reviewed it.
Well, it's because we're reviewing the movie.
Because he never thought to bring it up because it was a non-issue.
The tap dancing skill on this guy is amazing.
How do you think I know about Lady Death or Death?
You didn't know about Lady Death.
Who doesn't know about Death and Deadpool?
I don't know.
About the love triangle between
Gregory Hines can't even tap dance as good as you are.
If you knew about Death, mm-hmm. You wouldn't have called her Lady Death.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. Well, it was a lady in the comic. Sheesh.
Female death.
Yeah.
You know, no. Her.
And what I feel like we're doing to you right now is like what all my friends who like sports do to me when I pretend to be into sports.
Yeah. That's true. It's a good one.
The 49ers are a great baseball team. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That Michael Jordan is a swinger for the LA Lakers.
But those people on test screenings have like different perspective than other people, though. So they're going to change the movie just because.
Well, they do that all the time, though. I mean, that's nothing new. Test screenings, as you know, are.
But then, a lot of times if they change it, it gets worse.
I kind of feel like this is a fan-proof movie. I don't know even why. I mean, why are they even showing it this soon to the release? Because if you were going to fix anything, you have a very small window. You know what I mean?
That was my point, though. I mean, we have until May 18th.
They're worried.
That, from now until May 18th is how long before they have to do other reshoots. And I'm thinking...
Well, I mean, you already know they're going to be very minor jokes that don't involve any CGI. Because there's no way they could get all that done by May 18th. So there's probably just going to be, standing around shots.
Tell that to Henry Cavill's upper lip.
Well... I when I watch this tonight and the first thing I see is his horrible looking jaw, then yeah.
I did turn it on before I left the house and it's still pretty bad.
I was kind of hoping with all these months that they would have been like, let's fix up just a little bit better.
Even after that viral video where it looks better by an amateur.
It looks like when I turned it on
that
tonight.
Killed me when I saw that video that some guy that just has a computer program on his, on his laptop was able to do a better job than these guys had.
When I turned it on tonight, it looked like
That's
the very first scene. It
about
was
our
like,
podcast.
It was like they erased part of his.
No, it looked like he was doing. It looked like he was doing a Jim Carrey impersonation of a squirrel.
Right, because he had that lip thing.
And I feel so bad for Henry Cavill, because you know what I mean? Like, because he's really trying his best to be the best.
Scene. That was a good scene.
That was scene.
Yeah, and, you know, he does some good acting in it, too. It's just, it just kills it, because you're just like, you can't see
like,
past
covered
it.
His mouth.
He's like, so,
someone I know. Told
someone
me.
I know.
I've got a Kryptonian flu. I don't want to get you sick, kid.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that does that, yes, that S on my chest means hope, kid.
He just holds his cape in front of him like Batman.
Like Dracula.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah.
It's funny. I was watching
that. Could have been like, I hate to go on a Justice League terror, but that should have been the whole movie for all the reshoots. Like, everything is conveniently, like, the cape goes in front of his face. It's like when an actress gets pregnant on a sitcom and they constantly have her, like, with a pillow or she walks
who's
behind
the neighbor?
Something.
Who's the neighbor on Home Improvement?
Oh,
Wilson.
Wilson. Just like Wilson, just always have Superman.
Yeah, yeah.
Batman advice from over the fence.
Like, there's always something conveniently blocking.
Or his mouth is conveniently behind, like, a globe.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. That would have made the movie a lot more entertaining.
Oh, man, that would have been so good.
Oh, that would have been so sick.
I'm, like, the only one that didn't notice.
Are you?
Yeah,
I can't.
Are you effing kidding me?
No, I didn't notice it.
That's amazing because every time he's on screen, it's almost as if
not every time.
Almost.
His face looks claymation.
You always see his upper lip and his teeth go like this.
He smiles at Batman when he picks him up by the face.
Yes.
Well,
it's that very popular meme.
But the thing is,
like ghastly looking.
As an actor, you train your face to do emotions, to hit notes. And then the CG guy is just like, let me just move this lip around here. And
this kind of looks like how he looks.
And he's like doing an intense face, but he's like doing a Joker smile at the same time.
Unless somebody was upset that somebody was upset in the special effects room saying that they couldn't edit, they couldn't shave his mustache off. So he was ticked off, so he thought he'd do a crappy job doing the effects work.
Yeah, way to do a crappy
so
job
like
that everyone's going to see.
Sabotaging his own film. So ridiculous. Anyway, it's
terrible that he died.
I
didn't notice that at all.
I can't believe you didn't notice it. That is insane.
But when we got out of the movie, my friends like noticed, and she told me about it. And I'm like,
it looks good on the cover.
It looks fantastic on the cover.
I was totally oblivious to it.
It looks when you turn it on at home, Iman, make sure you just watch the very first scene with him in it. You will see it. There's no way.
Or the end scene with him in the Flash.
Oh yeah,
and really great lighting and everything.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Anyway. Back to Lady Death. No. No, I'm just kidding. So Deadpool 2, not testing well. They only have a few. They have a very limited window to get anything done.
I don't know who these people are.
It's a select audience as well as reviewers that go and see it early. Speaking of that.
Everybody knows reviewers suck. They're bad at what they do.
Like this show.
Yeah. Wow. I'm a reviewer.
Well, at least Ready Player One.
I know.
That's true. Aaron, what's a word on Ready Player One?
Standing ovation.
Standing ovation.
It premiered at South by Southwest.
Standing ovation because they were all trying to leave the room at once because it sucked. Oh, God. Like, oh, my God, let's get out of here.
How many times is this kid going to ride that DeLorean?
That's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
complain.
I didn't
about
know
that.
There were going to be so many Back to the Future
this
jokes.
Is the worst Steven Spielberg movie I have ever seen.
Is that a Mogwai in the cup holder? Screw
it's
this.
Spielberg trying to do Back to the Future.
Yeah. And I've seen Empire of the Sun. No, I'm just kidding.
my friend, she lives in Texas, and she got to go. So she was sending me pictures, and I was just getting mad and mad.
She was
mad.
Sending you illegal pictures of the movie?
No.
Who's your friend?
Before the movie, out her. They had a nightclub that they made it look like the movie.
Oh, okay, cool.
When he walks in and everyone's flying around.
That's so Tron. Lame.
More importantly than the pictures, what did you think of the film?
And it had the DeLorean was there.
That probably got you excited.
The actual DeLorean or some replica? Because
there's like at least five of them on the island.
It doesn't matter to Aaron. He likes them all.
Huh?
He likes all the DeLoreans.
That's silly.
Really?
It is.
Wow. Sorry,
if there
Aaron.
Were good cars, DMC would have made more.
Yeah. They'd still be making them.
Did you put garbage in the Mr. Fusion?
Now they're more famous for putting out watches.
Morty!
True.
Morty.
So... Morty!
It's
That's what I said.
It's Marty.
It sounded like Morty.
So what did your friend think of the movie?
She loved it.
She loved it?
She agreed with everybody else.
We need to get out.
It's because they're saying Spielberg is the perfect person to direct it.
That's what I always said.
They said the same thing about AI, too, though.
Who else were they going to get?
There's no one could do that. Anyway, go ahead.
But they got pissed off because an hour into the movie, the sound shut off.
No!
Yeah, they had projection problems.
Well, good for them.
Apparently, it was like a pivotal part of the movie.
Oh, great.
So they had to rewind it a little bit. And
wow. But maybe it'll go silent when Mark Rylance is on the screen.
Ugh. Is he in the movie?
Yes, Mark Rylance is the guy.
He's the main kid in the movie?
Yes.
He's the kid that lives in the stacks?
No, Mark Rylance.
They de-aged him?
Mark Rylance is the creator of The Oasis.
And then they digitally removed his mustache.
So basically, Spielberg has a boner for Mark Rylance. He's going to be in everything Spielberg does now.
Pretty much,
so he's going to be the villain of the new Indiana Jones 5. You can just tell now.
Yeah.
He's on that spaceship that made the crystal
skull.
Aaron
in the chat brings up a very interesting one. It's a great young kids are giving that unknown startup director Spielberg a shot. Aaron, you're correct, but here's the thing.
Like how Kanye gave McCartney a shot?
There is no way anyone else could get those properties together other than Spielberg.
You don't think Peter Jackson could have pulled that off?
Nope, not even close.
You know how much?
Really?
He's the only one with enough thetans.
Yeah.
No, but once you get a studio behind, it's not like Spielberg is paying for all of that.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
He pulls out his Amex Black.
He's pulling his strings. I mean, he owns Amazon Entertainment.
He has
good relationships
on most of those properties.
Yeah, exactly. So he's got his Universal connections and the properties that has his executive producer finger in.
Ew.
He knows King Kong.
Right, so
he knows King Kong.
And if somebody from the gaming, if Steven Spielberg knocks at your door and you're part of the gaming industry, you're going to be like, "Oh yeah, we'd love to be in your movie."
PewDiePie was like, "Let's do this."
We wouldn't do that.
Yeah. So, well, Blizzard did.
Because Spielberg movies to games, no.
Well,
no.
This could be the quote unquote game changer. So we'll see.
I'm sure they feel
so
that way about
the
Tomb
Ready
Raider
Player
too.
One game is going to be amazeballs.
But what I'm going to say is that this could potentially
because it feels like it's just going to be a rehash of Back to the Future.
If this is as good as they say it is,
the game.
If this is as good as they say it is,
man,
this could be another outlet for studios to buy up properties, possibly in video game properties. That's all I'm saying. It's a possibility.
I still want that sequel to Super Mario Brothers. But we can't have that anymore.
I wish that was available still.
They call it Blade Runner.
Pretty good.
Yeah, Bob Hoskins died.
That's
terrible.
But anyway.
John Leguizamo's still alive. Luigi's Mansion?
Bob Hoskins ran out of mushrooms.
Luigi's Mansion. He puts on a proton pack and goes after ghosts.
I think
Leguizamo would probably do it too.
He ran out of one-up mushrooms.
All I know is it's a good idea that it's good that Ready Player One is getting such good reviews. I think it's good for the
I think it's good for Ernest Cline.
I think it's
well
great.
Done, sir.
Exactly. Ernest Cline is a very good writer. Not only he's a great writer, he's also underappreciated as a movie writer. He's made one of my favorite movies, which
he's
is
also chasing that paycheck and writing a sequel to the book.
Interesting.
Have you not read about this?
I have not.
Ready Player Two.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Well, once there's a movie, of course he's going to want to write a second book. He didn't want to write one before, but
why
now he does.
Why the heck not? I mean, why not? So that'll be cool. But anyway, I'm very
excited. America, damn it. Chase that money.
That's right. Capitalism.
You looked at me like I wasn't being honest.
I thought you were lying to me.
I am.
Okay, good.
Look at me. I don't chase money.
I believe it.
I have faith in Spielberg.
I mean,
say what you want about him in his most recent.
I will.
In his recent.
You know what? Spielberg made a movie that's going to have Freddy and Chucky in it. I'm going to watch it anyway. I don't give a damn.
It's true.
You're going to get the shirt?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Huh? Say what you want about
what shirt?
Recent
there's
going to
be a shirt with whatever
nah, probably not.
Spielberg, well, listen.
He's one of the greatest.
It's going to be Freddy and Chucky on the Iron Giant's foot.
He was
recently,
one of the greatest.
His films recently haven't touched a nerve the way most of them, the nerves of the Hollywood or the community, the cinema
BFG
community.
Should have been a bigger hit if his name
BFG
really meant
didn't
anything.
Hit.
I really
the
think this is just
hit.
A property that appeals to people, and he just so happens to be the guy that's making it. To
right.
be completely yep. honest with you,
I mean, he's no Michael Bay.
Yeah.
So,
don't get me wrong; he's the right sensibility for a movie like that. Don't get me wrong, but I think it's the property that's kind of fueling the interest more than his name.
No, I completely agree, and that's why I believe that Steven Spielberg would have been the only guy. Because
who said this?
Is that my stupid phone again?
Yeah, you're an
idiot.
Oh,
my gosh.
No, let it play, dude.
All your timers for during the pod.
Arlie Ermey. Let's talk about him.
There you go. Thank you.
Todd Bernardi says, like, yeah, nobody on the pod looks like they run after anything. I do, Todd. I run after you. And my
dreams.
Where
the hell did that come from, you jerk? Why are you attacking us?
No, he's a jerk.
Because he's not here.
He's not here. Yeah, he can hide.
Aren't you watching I Kill Giants, Todd? Go away.
He can hide behind his keyboard.
You keyboard warrior.
Says
the guy that has his iPad or his laptop open.
I'm reading the news.
You internet tough guy, you.
You can't commit this stuff to memory?
I can't. It's hard to.
Is it really?
Sometimes. I'm getting older. Anyway. What? Moving on from Ready Player One, which I'm super excited about. Happening in 2 weeks, by the way. March 28th?
9th.
29th?
And I have my tickets.
Wait, that soon?
That soon?
Don't you have the news?
Next week?
No, I was going to say. Yeah,
this Friday is Tomb Raider.
But the screening's actually on Wednesday.
Yeah,
is anybody excited about Tomb Raider at all?
I am. I like.
I want to go see that kind of.
I want to see.
I have zero interest in that movie.
I like Alicia Vikander.
That's fine. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but
I'm going for her, and I can't remember. But he's a star of Into the Badlands.
Daniel
something. Yeah, he's the sidekick.
He's in there.
Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig.
He's the guy.
What?
Walton Goggins, the guy from.
No, the Asian dude.
Daniel
Sunny.
Something. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know the actor's name.
Yeah,
Donnie
Yen. Something. But he's the one that's helping
the Chinese guy that's the main lead of Into the Badlands. I forget his name.
Got it. Okay, cool.
That's not his name.
His name is not Chinese
Burt
guy.
Burt Reynolds.
Let's get on to some let's get on to some very interesting news.
All right.
Nicolas Cage, the voice of Superman in the new Teen Titans Go.
Finally.
Movie. Yep.
That's I don't got know it. If that was the
it has been a couple
the
of decades.
News we're going to touch on.
There's been a couple of decades, but no, that is the news.
Oh, really?
Nicolas Cage is going to be.
Can we get?
Does he get a prize for guessing right?
Yes, he gets to be on the show.
You get this box of Samoas.
That I bought that.
Oh, never mind then.
What? I don't understand why these are called Samoas.
Hey, stay on topic, Nicolas Cage.
Anyway, sorry. I just.
Do you think he's going to wear the super suit while he does his voice recording sessions?
Oh, you know, he's at least the cape.
Yeah.
At least the cape. He's like, I need to get into character. And then puts the cape
on. Yeah, but
on.
It's like, what kind of Superman fan doesn't own a 9.0 copy of Action Comics?
He used to have one? That book.
That's the one that sold for more $4 million. Yeah, that was Nick Cage's copy.
He sold because the girlfriend told him to. I remember hearing about this story. He sold because he had a girlfriend that told him to get rid of all
the
stuff.
Not the comic book.
Because what's his name? Chuck from Mile High Comics. I don't know if he brokered that. I have no idea who did, but he told that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that we will get the Nicolas Cage Superman that we were supposed to get 20-some-odd?
Hell no. Have you seen Teen Titans Go? This is not at all what he would have wanted
to do. No, I'm pretty sure that Teen Titans Go would put him in that light-up black suit, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
From the, you know, the one...
To make fun of what he would have
right.
done, though.
Right. Wouldn't that be the point?
And then we'll get the Tim Burton Brainiac Spider-Head. You guys saw the documentary, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about. I'm not like...
Absolutely.
Looney Tunes right now.
I know
now.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Nobody
the
else
documentary?
Does.
I like the documentary.
The Kevin
yeah.
Smith thing?
The
Because Kevin Smith has told this story many, many times.
No, yeah,
but
there's
in
the documentary
that,
they
that
show you footage
the whole
from
thing.
The movie.
Talks about everybody involved.
Yeah, what happened to Superman?
There's actually, you see Tim Burton's set designs and some of the character designs for Brainiac.
They even did some animations like kind of, for what some scenes were going to look
yeah,
like.
A little outlandish.
Yeah. So,
but it would have been a cool movie to watch.
I think that it's. I think. Yeah. I think this is. Very
I would
have cool.
been mad as a fan, but it would, yeah. still would be cool.
I
to
think
have.
It's cool that Nicolas Cage is willing to come back and just finally, just at least do the voice for Superman.
And
he's
like that paycheck to pay the IRS.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure he's done. Like Wesley Snipes and Willie Nelson. I'm sure they're all done with that IRS stuff.
I'm just curious.
That was like
how big
decades
that check
ago.
Is.
I don't know. Nicolas Cage's career kind of took a nosedive right when that hit, and he owed a lot of money to the IRS, if I understand it right.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So,
yeah, but
I don't
didn't
know.
He find some treasure on the back of the Declaration of Independence?
What do we have? Wait a minute. When did Nicolas Cage start to his career?
Right after
Raising Arizona, I think.
You didn't really see him in big mainstream movies after that.
About which one?
After the second National
yeah, after
Treasure.
The second one.
Right. He kind of dropped. Well, didn't drop off, but like he starts seeing a hell of a lot more direct to video movies.
I was gonna
out.
Say he started going downhill after Raising Arizona.
I
everything after that was just like
I love Raising Arizona, great movie. Wild at Heart, another great movie. But yeah, I think that this is good for Nicolas Cage. I'm glad he gets to play Superman finally.
He's a huge comic nerd, so.
Yeah, he is.
So, I think it's cool.
He was Ghost Rider.
He
pissed flames in the second movie.
In our Facebook chat room.
He did. I didn't watch the second one.
Nicolas Cage, John J. Murakami said Nicolas Cage was seen at Amazing Comic-Con in Vegas buying comics, so that's cool.
Oh, yeah. He's a regular there, at cons.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
He's always going to cons.
By the
Con
way,
Air and Bam Dunn. I didn't see Bam Dunn.
All I know is
Con Air was an incredible movie.
Con Air is
that's
fantastic.
One of those movies I'll watch whenever it's on.
Con
John
Air
Malkovich, Dave Chappelle,
Con Air and The Rock are my favorite Nicolas Cage movies. I love
The Rock.
And The Rock.
That was a fun one.
The Rock.
Yeah.
I like The Rock. He's a fun actor. But why are we talking about him all of a sudden?
We're talking about the movie starring Ed Harris.
Oh, the movie The Rock.
Sean Connery
and Nicolas Cage have been in
The
Rock.
They should remake The Rock with The Rock.
Right,
it's probably going to happen.
Still have Connery.
They should. You know how they have the Marvel movie slate? They should just show the Rock movie slate.
Yeah,
where they just show all the reboots he's going to be doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, what video game is he going to create a
Wreck-It Ralph
movie
3.
Out of now?
I am trying. I'm going to see if I
it's
can
probably
watch
into
Donkey Kong
Speaking
with the
of
Rock.
The Rock. I'm now that it's out on video or out on digital media. I think I'm going to try and watch Jumanji. I hope it's good. No. So,
mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Swan's enjoy it.
Okay.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah, Swan thought it
Nobu
was good.
On the chats is
okay.
He mentioned
here's the thing:
an underrated Cage movie, Bringing Out the Dead,
by Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
I will give you. I will say this, and I'll be very controversial. I think Nicolas Cage as Ghost Rider in both Ghost Rider films was great. I like both Ghost Rider movies. I think they're fun.
Yeah,
even the second.
You're
one.
You're an idiot.
Okay, listen. I like the fact that
the second one had a right. fun vibe to it.
It did because it was completely
It was not
off the
a
rails.
Good movie, but if it felt like what a Ghost Rider movie should be like,
it was
I'll give
off
you that.
The rails, and I thought
the first
that was
movie
cool.
is garbage.
Okay, it's not garbage. It is not garbage. I really like.
Dude,
it.
Dude, Rise of the Silver Surfer was better than that movie.
Okay, Rise of the Silver Surfer is another underrated movie from Fox. I agree.
You're an idiot.
I'm just saying that I think the Ghost Rider movies were not that bad. Everybody should stop.
Because Mark Steven Johnson did the first Ghost Rider, did Daredevil.
Yeah, he did the first Daredevil. Right. Yeah. By
the
way, the
director's cut of that is the one that's good.
The director's cut of Daredevil is fantastic.
I hate saying good, but better than the original.
I think it's much better.
Daredevil is not really a good movie, but.
No, not at all.
The director's cut is an improvement.
Oh, definite improvement. But I am.
Because Coolio is in it.
I'm a huge fan of both Ghost Rider movies. I think they're fun. Anyway, other than that, gents, we have a few minutes left here. We
haven't talked
about
anything.
We've talked about a couple
of
things.
We didn't review anything.
No, we didn't.
There is a interesting news article that you posted that I thought we'd talk about.
The hell did I post?
The Spider-Man spinoff Nightwatch is reportedly going to be...
He posted that with a ugh.
Yeah.
He was disgusted.
Like, he didn't want to bring it up during the pod.
But
you're going to bring it up anyway.
I was more
It's
going to
be directed by Spike Lee.
Yeah.
Spike Lee is going to be directing Nightwatch. What's
But that's
deal?
A Marvel property.
Yeah.
And is that with Marvel?
It's tied to Spider-Man.
So Sony has it.
The way I understand it is because he's tangentially tied to Spider-Man, Sony has access to that. So since they're trying to create their own cinematic universe, they're trying to make that movie. But of course, if anybody remembers that character, he's very much a Spawn ripoff, from at least the way he appeared.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I got a funny
and a Spawn movie apparently is making progress.
Yeah. So it's and Spike Lee's attached to it, but I think if Spike Lee's really going to make that movie, I think the only possible reason why is because nobody knows who the hell that is, so he can create something completely fresh and new off of that, and nobody's
gonna
really care.
Like the Guardians.
Yeah. Nobody's going to really care because nobody knows who the hell that is. True. So you could literally just create something off of that. That's probably the only way that's going to work out.
Well, if you can believe it, speaking of that, on that same wavelength.
But I have doubts that's even going to end up happening.
Todd
Bernardi
is influencing the show tonight, even though he's not here. He posted a report that Saga's Brian K. Vaughan is writing a Silver Surfer movie for Fox.
Oh, no!
So,
trust Brian Vaughn.
Do we care?
Yeah.
Why are we...
Well, it's because Brian K. Vaughan's Saga is such a big deal, and the fact that he's even writing a Silver Surfer.
Yeah, but
movie.
Silver Surfer is not Saga.
No, but what I'm saying is that the fact that Brian K. Vaughan is even connected to a Silver Surfer movie for Fox, considering where they are right now.
Okay, I get nervous with this kind of stuff because that.
Well,
me,
and Fox, I don't think is a very good decision making. Like on its face, Brian Vaughan writing something is awesome because he's a good writer and you trust his whatever, but. It's Fox, so it's...
I get suspicious of it, because I'm just like, this is a studio to be like, let's do the safe bet. Let's go get a guy that writes comics to come write this. You know what I mean? And the comic book writer in him is probably just like, hey, if there's anybody that can give this a good shot, I'm going to give it a good. They're going to make it anyway, so let me, you know.
I think that Brian Vaughn would do a good Silver Surfer story.
I'm not saying he wouldn't, but I get suspicious when I see them pulling comic book writers in now because I'm just like that. For Fox in particular, that's them saying, we obviously don't know what the hell we're doing.
To be fair,
and but Brian Vaughn's also no stranger to writing for television and movies.
That's
true. I don't think he's just.
But that's
like,
what I'm saying. Like, he has a good sensibility. I mean, that's why he could possibly make a good Silver Surfer.
Have Doug Jones play Silver Surfer again.
Oh, my gosh. Poor Doug Jones. He gets typecasted as Silver Surfer and Abe Sapien. That's all he ever does.
I didn't even know who this Doug
he's
Jones is.
He's played a lot more than you think.
No, I know, but what I'm saying.
He was the Mac Tonight guy.
And
he was, what else was he? He was,
C-3PO.
What was the zombie's name in Hocus Pocus?
Oh, yes.
Billy. No, it wasn't Billy.
No, not Billy.
Zachary Binks
or
whatever.
Hocus Pocus, so I couldn't tell you.
Hocus Pocus.
Why do you hate that movie? That movie's awesome.
He's the zombie that has to cut his mouth open. I can't remember what his character's name was in that movie, but that's who he
was. Isn't that Thackeray Bink or something like that?
No,
or is that
no,
the cat's name?
That was the cat.
Okay, yeah.
He was one of the clowns in Batman Returns.
Yes, he was.
He was?
The tall clown.
Yeah, he was.
He was?
You guys know that.
Yeah,
Doug Jones has been in a lot of stuff.
Because you can actually see, when you go back and watch Batman Returns, you can actually see Doug Jones.
Yeah, now that you know what he looks like, you'll actually know which one he is.
I love you too, babe.
So
my wife's watching.
Oh, my God.
It's probably the first time she's ever tuned in.
Don't interrupt the podcast with all of this lovey-dovey crap.
Hey, just because people have other people in their lives that love them and you don't doesn't mean you have to crap on them.
Can I rub that in your face a little longer?
Yeah, go ahead. No, that's pretty good. Listen.
None of us have our significant others telling us we love you and stuff. Let Alika have his moment.
All right, let him have his moment.
Yeah.
Aaron, anything else we're missing before we move on to
Aaron, does anyone love you?
I know somebody loves Aaron because I met his mom the other day. I met your mommy.
The one person that does love me is sleeping already.
Your mom is super cool. Nice. She's so nice. She actually was like, "Are you Alika?" She didn't sound like an old lady. No, she doesn't sound like that.
She sounds like an old grandmother. Like,
I don't think she's officially met you until that time. That's why.
Yeah, that was the first time I met her.
Because my dad always says,
I knew your dad. I've met your dad many times. And then at first there was a misunderstanding. I thought she was talking about Aaron too. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, "No, Medeiros, the kid you're always mean to."
That's awesome.
No, just kidding.
There is one more news story we didn't have a chance to touch on, and now that Alika is here, he can get excited for it.
Jason Momoa is a crow.
Jason
is that what you're
Momoa
about to talk
is
about?
Going to be the crow.
This is kind of old news,
for
you know.
2019. Yeah. We never talked about it though.
You'd think I'd be stoked about hearing that.
Yeah.
And I totally am.
I'd rather Danny DeVito play the crow.
Aw, oh, come on.
Wow, that's
rough.
DeVito. I have a hard time with it because the crow is about a guy that could not do anything to save his predicament at the time. Do you really believe...
Just snap their necks.
Yeah, do you really believe that Jason Momoa is going to get hurt? In real life, sure, maybe, but...
Here's how the Momoa crow starts. He murders the people who are about to hurt his family, and then he mourns them so deeply he becomes the crow.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this big... Hawaiian guy full of muscles and tattoos, and like you're supposed to believe that this guy got, you know, a bunch of marauders took him out. And I mean, you know, yeah, in real life, of course, that could happen, but when you think about him in movie terms, you're just like, come on,
you
might as well have The Rock playing the crow,
but he's got the perfect hair.
John Murakami already suggested that. Yeah.
He said yes.
Wow, I didn't even look at that. That's
I
funny.
Know, you know, but that was the beauty of The Crow, and I'm not... Brandon Lee's not a wimpy guy, you know, he's a martial artist, he was cool to watch, but he's not a, you know, huge, muscular guy.
He looked like how
and
The Crow should
during
look.
During that generation, that soundtrack, and it gave hope to all the emo and goth kids, and like, that's my hero.
Right.
That movie was like a perfect storm culturally, like the soundtrack was
soundtrack
great, the movie
was
amazing. Great.
Yeah, as long as they re-remix Dead Souls by... Joy Division by Nine Inch Nails by whoever's going to do it on this soundtrack.
It's probably going to be Panic at the Disco
there?
Now
Stone
or something.
Was on that soundtrack,
Stone Temple Pilots was, Pantera
Big
was.
Empty. The Deftones were on the second one? Yeah, they were on the
second one.
Yeah.
Second one.
Yeah, Alex Proyas.
Iggy Pop was
director.
In the second movie, though.
but that's the other thing, is that Alex Proyas, who is the director
I also
of
don't see a movie like that working anymore.
He directed Ninja Turtles.
And he directed... Alex Proyas did?
No, that's not the guy. Isn't... What's the guy's name? It was like Alex something.
Alex Proyas is the
Alex
guy who directed
Winter.
The Crow.
Dark,
no.
City.
Dark City. He also directed Gods of Egypt.
iRobot.
iRobot. That's who Alex Proyas is. He also
he kind of fell
oh,
off
I
towards
was
the
good.
End, didn't he?
He did. He also directed
he had some pretty
movie
strong
with,
stuff
Nicolas
going.
Cage, Knowing. knowing with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, so he really fell off.
He really fell off. He really did.
Because Dark City's great, too.
Yeah, yeah. Dark City's fantastic. It's one of my favorite.
Dark City's like the Matrix story, but totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like that movie a
lot. And iRobot's good.
Yeah, and iRobot's pretty good. Anyway, Momoa is the crow.
No.
Woo! Woo. Yeah. We're super excited.
Finally, a crow that can surf.
He can hang 10, bro.
When he stabs somebody into a wall, he can go chee-hoo.
Chee-hoo!
All right.
Ladies and gents, let's talk a little bit about, before we get out of here, what has hit hard media this week. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching on Facebook Live, he's holding
that
up.
That came out a while ago.
he's holding up. Gannon is holding up a copy of Justice League, which hit physical media or hard media today.
Oh, it's making me hard.
what am I holding up?
You're holding up a horrible film, which
Serbian film. Came out a couple of years ago. Highly recommended.
No. Uncut. You mean this movie?
Yeah. I've seen the cut and the uncut version, and oh boy, is it uncut.
What else came out there?
Disaster Artist.
Disaster Artist with the one and only James Franco.
I honestly don't even know why I bought it when I bought it, but I think it's just to be a companion piece because I own the room, so I think I just bought it because of that.
That's a great reason to own it. Absolutely.
And then the Oscar winning. The Shape of Water.
Shape of Water.
Best bestiality movie of 2017.
Well, if you saw it, you don't get to see it.
No, I did see it.
He did see it.
No. You don't get to see the actual.
Oh, the actual bestiality.
All right. We talked about hard media.
Swimming. That's what he's doing. Swimming.
Today is the release.
It's Grinding Nemo.
Digital media of the greatest Star Wars film of all time.
No, it's not.
Rogue One? Jedi. I thought it's been out already.
The Last Jedi has hit digital.
The movie in which Rian Johnson makes all the right decisions.
All the right decisions.
With the character arc
and
of Luke Skywalker.
Exists.
Did you read that? Did you read that he had thrown out everything J.J. Abrams wrote for Episode
8? Yeah.
That's what I read. That's what I wrote.
Dude, everybody's mad about it, but you know what? I have to respect that.
I do, too.
I can't help but respect that. Where he's just like, you know what? I want to do my own thing. Boom.
Boom. Gone.
On a movie that's part 8 after a part 7.
No. I can see other movies on both sides, but I think that's just so gangster to just show and be like, you know what? Nah. That's just so gangster. You're just like, you know what?
You know, this movie's supposed to be in space.
To be fair, Abrams did the exact same thing.
That's true.
He looked at everything George Lucas came up with. He's like, nah. So Rian Johnson only did what J.J. Abrams did.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Good for him.
I'm taking it nobody watched Jessica Jones season 2 yet then.
I
haven't even watched season 1.
Yeah, we haven't seen
it. Oh, really?
I haven't watched any of those Marvel shows.
I've watched them all.
I watched Daredevil season 1 and 2, and then I just jumped ahead straight into Defenders.
I've got to watch.
I don't watch
Jessica
any of the
Jones.
Other stuff.
Well, we'll talk about Jessica Jones and everything on Netflix coming
up very
soon.
Yeah, give me some time to watch that.
We have we definitely have to get out of here. Though,
shut your mouth.
Unfortunately, Aaron, anything else that you picked up that you
threw out Abrams' script like Luke threw away his lightsaber?
Other than The Last Jedi,
I plan to pick up more tomorrow, but. Today I got the Target exclusive, same as Gannon.
Justice League.
Okay. And Call Me By Your Name.
I'm sorry.
Call Me By Your Name? Okay.
This didn't actually come out today, but I picked it up because it's pretty awesome. It's all 5 Phantasm movies.
Yeah, in standard definition.
So?
Yeah.
So?
Just saying. It's Phantasm. It's not Gone with the Wind.
It's not high def.
They didn't film
I don't
it
think it's really worthy of Blu-ray, to be honest with you, either.
They filmed the
Have
first
you
one
seen
in
Ravager?
No, I haven't seen
it. Oh, my goodness, dude. Ravager, not a good way to end a franchise.
Phantasm, I think that deserves a remaster.
This is a remastered edition.
Oh, okay,
I do
cool.
have the Blu-ray for Phantasm 1 and 2.
Okay, cool.
But I don't care as much for the other three, so that's why it's okay.
Well, while we're giving shout-outs to things we want to give
shout-outs
to.
Let's do shout-outs quick.
Last week, Jeff Isherwood was here, and he did this original pencil and ink drawing of Spider-Man, and he donated it for a silent auction we're going to be doing to benefit our friend Carl Amano.
Fantastic!
Who has... You sound so enthusiastic. The guy had a heart attack.
No, I know, but it's fantastic that Jeff Isherwood would donate
He's
to
He's not
that.
Enthusiastic about the heart attack.
Oh. Yeah.
Gosh, you guys are such
Your timing
jerks.
Is terrible.
Sorry.
I have to give it up. It did kind of sound like Sorry. We weren't sure.
You're like awesome.
All right.
He had a heart attack. Sweet.
He's, hurry up. We got
He's
a couple
dealing with
minutes.
Medical expenses, mm-hmm. which he is, so we want to help him out.
Good.
So Swan, the war chief, donated this crazy good condition copy of Totally Awesome Hulk 22.
Cool.
First appearance of Weapon H. Right behind you, that guy right there.
Doomsday?
Gannon donated Serbian film. No, we're not going to auction. I've got a George Perez signed copy of Infinity Gauntlet CGC grade.
Nice.
We're
going
to be put. And Amy Tokuda donated two copies of autographed prints by Linda Carter.
What?
Wonder Woman herself. Speaking of Wonder Woman, Trina Robbins coming to Maui Comic Con again this year in October.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Trina Robbins is gangster,
so check it out. You want more information about the silent auction for Carl Amano, check him out here at Maui Comics and Collectibles at 115 South Wakea Avenue. Gents, it has been an absolute pleasure. Facebook Live.
I wish I could say the same.
Stick around. We'll stick around with you guys for as long as my camera will last. But other than that, we are out of time. And back here next week, Todd Bernardi should be back, and we'll get reviews.
Oddly, I won't be.
You won't be here. Yeah, Gannon won't be here. But next week, we'll get reviews of Tomb Raider. And what else, Aaron?
I'm doing Hurricane Heist.
Hurricane Heist. Ooh. Yes, I want to hear that.
Rob Cohen's son.
That's what I'm saying.
I watched two this past weekend.
Oh, good, good. What you saw? You saw Strangers.
And A Wrinkle in Time.
Strangers, and what do you think of Strangers?
It's not.
Are you really
going
to make him do a movie?
Everybody said it was terrible. Yeah. You really like a lot of movies that people don't like, Aaron.
Wrinkle in Time?
Well, no, the first half of Strangers is not that great, but the second half. Like Gannon said at the earlier show, from the start of the pool scene, I think.
I can agree with a lot of what Aaron's going to probably say.
To the end is a much better.
All right, and then what? Your quick review of Wrinkle in Time.
I thought it was really good. It was really well done by Ava.
She thought it was really bad.
Yeah.
He always waits to hear what we think first.
Aaron doesn't know what he's talking about.
It's really complex for kids, though. I don't know how that's
going. I really want to watch it. I was still looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's super entertaining. It's
really I just can't handle Mindy Kaling.
I can't handle Oprah.
She's actually in it very little.
Oh, okay. Maybe I can see it then.
All right, we can check it out.
Something about Mindy Kaling's obnoxious.
A Wrinkle in Time, but you know what A Wrinkle in Time...
Her success as a woman?
You know what A Wrinkle in Time couldn't do? Knock off Black Panther from the top of the box office.
Nobody can do that.
So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see if Lara Croft can do it this week.
Sure, he's going to use her kittens to take them all down.
We'll see. Well, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned, Facebook. We've got more with you coming up here very shortly. Please download the podcast on AudioTunes and iTunes.
Slip into the DMs on Stitcher.
And Stitcher as well.
You guys can slip into my DMs anytime you want.
So for Gannon, for Aaron, for Foreman, and for Daddy Leech.
No.
I am G Money. Peace out. Much love. Most surely. Always stay nerdy. Next time. That was sad. We're out of here. We'll see you guys next time.